Your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Scott Guido, managing attorney. Kevin Rowe is only licensed in Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, and Illinois.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A government advisory panel endorses a second COVID-19 vaccine.
The COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna and the National Institutes of Health has been endorsed by a panel of advisors for the Food and Drug Administration. Dr. Melinda Wharton of the CDC took part in Thursday's debate.
I strongly support that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh its risk for use in individuals 18 years of age and older.
The Moderna vaccine showed 94% protection against COVID-19 in the company's ongoing study of 30,000 people. Like the Pfizer vaccine, a second shot is required. But unlike the Pfizer vaccine, Moderna's does not need ultra-cold storage. FDA emergency use authorization for the Moderna vaccine is expected soon. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A French court has convicted an Islamic State operative in a train attack 5 years ago that was foiled with a dramatic tackle by three American passengers.
Ayub El-Khazani tried to present himself as repentant. Tearfully, he told the court in the French capital that he'd renounced his plan on the Amsterdam to Paris train at the last minute. But prosecutors said it was only because his automatic gun jammed that a massacre was averted. Passengers, including two off-duty American servicemen, overpowered him after he'd emerged bare-chested from a toilet, shooting and injuring one man. France honored the men who intervened, and the Americans played themselves in Clint Eastwood's Hollywood film about the incident, the 1517 to Paris.
BBC correspondent Mike Saunders reporting. The governor of Nigeria's Katsina state says more than 300 schoolboys abducted last week by gunmen in northwestern Nigeria have been released. Governor Aminu Bello Masari made the announcement Thursday on Nigerian state TV, NTA, from his office in Katsina state. He said that 344 of the students have been released and handed over to the security officers. Boko Haram has claimed responsibility. On Wall Street, the Dow by 148 points. More at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The Clark County School District and its unions have reached a deal on the potential reopening of schools. The agreement would return pre-K to third grade students first, with older students to follow. The deal between the school district and its unions, along with its proposed reopening plans, will be presented to the school board at its January 14th meeting. School Superintendent Jesus Jara says there is no firm date for the return to the school buildings, that the science will dictate that date. But a best-case scenario could have the schools reopening sometime in February. Southwest Airlines, McCarran Airport's busiest air carrier, has told the state hundreds of workers at the airport could be furloughed unless it reaches a cost-saving agreement with its unions. The airline says as many as 380 workers could be furloughed in the coming months, including pilots, flight attendants, and customer service representatives, along with ramp workers. Well, it's often said laughter is the best medicine. Brad Garrett figures if we can't laugh now, then when? Well, MGM Resorts shuttered all its shows with the extension of the statewide pause until January 15th. He moves on with a 50-person cap at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club beginning December 26th.
On-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, it looks like rush hour right now in the resort corridor. You are bumper to bumper. Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey, North 15 beginning at Tropicana. Heavy volumes on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Gibson, and eastbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo. Live and local, next.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Final hour for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. I always love Thursdays because I get a chance to spend some time with Heidi Harris. You hear her middays, 9 until noon, right here on AM 670 KMCQ. And Heidi, how you been?
You know what? There's something really weird happening. I'm out driving around in traffic. There's something on my windshield. Kevin, I don't know what it is.
Well, we haven't seen it in like 230 days, so you think it might be rain? Precipitation?
You know what? Yeah, I'm a little concerned. But what's funny is watching everybody slipping and sliding who hasn't driven in rain for 200-and-something days.
Oh, my God. Over here on the southwest side of town, I got some rain right before the show began, and it's been raining off and on just in the last couple of days. Does that make this the monsoon season?
Funny how they always go on and on about that in the summer here in Vegas. Oh, yeah. It's the monsoon season. What are we living in, Bangladesh? It's not the monsoon season.
It's a friggin' desert, darn it. I just absolutely love it.
It's funny, but it's nice to see some rain for a change,
I bet you it feels good on your face. I may go out during one of the breaks and just let it just wash down my face. I've been promoting this all afternoon long. I was going to give you an opportunity only because you're a big, brave human being. And I know you've said up and down you're not going to get the coronavirus vaccine. You're simply not going to do it. But now that it's rolling out, You see these 90-year-old women in nursing homes just getting giddy about getting a shot? I was never giddy about getting any shot. So I'm going to give you the chance to change your mind. Any chance you're going to want to take the vaccine? I'm giving you the opportunity.
If you're 90 years old, how much time do you have left? I could potentially have 20, 25 years left. I'm not risking any side effects. I'm not going to take it. I don't feel good about it. I'm not saying anyone else shouldn't. I would never do that. I'm not a doctor. I would never advise anybody. But I have, you know, I've already had this thing. Now we're hearing that there are new mutations of it that this vaccine may not cover. Once again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an epidemiologist, not an expert on vaccines. But I see absolutely no reason for me to take it. And the concern I would have, even if I were somebody who wanted it, if the reason you're getting it is because you want to go back to normal, Dr. Fauci's already saying that's not going to happen until at least the third quarter of next year. So you take the vaccine, you walk out the door of your Smith's or your Walgreens or CVS or your doctor, and you still have to wear a mask, you still can't go to shows, you still might not be able to go back to work. I'm trying to figure out what the upside is.
What is your best guesstimate on when we will return to some form of normalcy? No masks. We'll be able to go see the Chargers and the Raiders at Allegiant Stadium. We'll be able to go see Absinthe and a bunch of the shows. When will that be happening?
I think it won't be until a year from now. Honestly,
no.
I think that, Kevin, because here's the thing. Dr. Fauci and those kind of folks, and you know Biden's going to listen to him, and I'm not saying he's wrong about everything. But those kind of folks want 75 to 80% of the population to be vaccinated. There won't be enough vaccine for 75 to 80% of the population, even if they wanted it. We won't have that availability yet. Remember, everybody's got to get two doses. We've heard that people will get one jab, then they get another jab in a month, and then it's a month before they're immune, and then the immunity only lasts a few months, so we're here. So it's going to be a very long time. If we're waiting for everybody to not be able to get this, it's going to be a long time. And the Surgeon General just come out this last week, and Pfizer had said the same thing, that this is 94% effective against severe cases. It doesn't protect everybody from getting it. It's the severe cases. Well, how many people are getting severe cases? Not that many. So, I mean, if this doesn't protect you from that, and if the goal is for nobody to get this, which was never the goal to begin with, it's going to be a long time before we're out of the woods on this, I think.
So, in other words, we're going to fall victim to the fine print? I mean, is that what this is?
Well, I think so, because of the fact that, like I said, the Pfizer vaccine, they said, is effective for severe cases. Well, that doesn't mean you're not getting it at all, I mean, I guess. And, you know, this is, for most people, it's just the flu. And if we're trying to stop people from even getting this, that's going to be nuts. This vaccine doesn't guarantee that. And the biggest issue for Vegas is the fact that 42 million people a year used to come here, many of them for conventions and things like that. If they can't come because either they can't get the vaccine in their own country or because their company doesn't want to send them because they're worried about liability or these kinds of things, I mean, we're not even anywhere close to that. You know, that's another issue for us, that we won't have conventions probably in the spring. We don't have them in the summer. Are they going to come next fall? Is everyone going to feel confident that everyone's got this? And of course, there are going to be lots of people who are going to be encouraged to take it, maybe in the hospital. Forget about the first responders. We know them. Some of them don't want to get it. You know, the FDNY, firefighters have said half of them don't want to get it, this and that. But beyond that, if hospitality workers are being forced to take this before they can work in the casinos, we don't know if that's going to happen. And if they do try to force it on them, how many of them will say no? So there are just so many questions that I don't think are being answered at this point.
You talk to a lot of people around town. You talk to a lot of people on your show middays from 9 till noon. What is your sense, though, of people's confidence, level of confidence in the vaccine? Are a lot of people following your lead? I mean, do you find that a lot of your friends are saying, no way, I'm getting even close to a syringe?
Well, you know, maybe 50-50. And I don't want people to think that I'm leading. I know you're not trying to use that word, but I don't want to convince anybody one way or the other. But I've talked to a lot of people who say, no way am I taking this. And then I've talked to others who say, and I just got an email the other day from a retired cop who was kind of upset that I was telling people, he thought I was telling people not to take it. I said, I'm absolutely not doing that. I put both sides on my show all the time, the people who talk about the problems and the people who are proponents of the vaccine. And, you know, so I think about half the people are saying, I don't need it, or I've already had it. some of the older, I've talked to older people who say, I'm actually not going to get it. And then some older people are going to get it. My mother, who cannot get this because she will probably die. My mother, who I cannot see for Christmas. My mother, who I have not seen since last February, says she's even concerned about it. This is a woman who watches Anderson Cooper and things like that and clutches her pearls. God bless her. She does. My mother is even concerned about it. Yeah, but the side effects. I'm like, okay, Mom, what do you want? You don't want me to come around because you're afraid you're going to get Ebola. The vaccine comes out. You're afraid of the side effects? I mean, for heaven's sake. And you know what, Kevin? I'll tell you the truth. I think that the people in the media, because they're not going to have much to talk about if Trump leaves, which I hate to see happen, but it looks like he's going to. Once he leaves, what are they going to talk about? First, they want to scare people with the coronavirus. What is going to make headlines? Scaring people with the side effects. That'll be the next thing, whether or not it's legitimate, whether or not it's honest and giving people a proper perspective. That'll be the next thing to make headlines.
I'll just tell you, it scares me to death, the idea of going another year like this. And that means another year of King Sisolak, ordering us around, telling us what to wear, what to do, where to go, where not to go. I can't wait till there's some directive on Christmas, and I'm sure a Christmas directive will be forthcoming from King Sisolak. I'm just worried we're going to be doing this a year from now, and that people are going to go nuts.
Yeah, and I'm very concerned about retailers because I've been to a couple of malls recently in the last couple of weeks when it should be really busy. And there's nobody there. I mean, I went to the mall. One mall, Santa was sitting there all by himself. I mean, it's just...
Did you go sit on his lap just to keep him company? Is there any truth to that rumor?
I was going to do that, but, I haven't been a very good girl this year, so I didn't want to lie to him too much. I know. But you know what's sad, Kevin, is that these retailers had to buy this merchandise early in the year, right? All the Christmas merchandise, all of the winter stuff.
They
had to make a decision about that early. Right, so I'm thinking that a lot of these retailers just figured, the heck with it, we already bought this stuff, we just might as well stay open and see what we can sell. I'm talking about brick and mortar, of course, right? And so I don't know what's going to happen after the first of the year, how many of these people are even going to survive. The commercial real estate market, I think, is going to take a hit. So I think many of them were just hoping to get through Christmas, and now that it doesn't look like we're going to be taking the masks off in January, I think it'll be a bummer to see what happens over the next couple of months. And then, of course, with the governor's moratorium that he's on evictions reinstated, that's insanity for the people who rent property out. Maybe you have one or two houses you rent or apartments or whatnot. They can't afford this. They cannot afford to have people on living there for months. I talked to the one of the ladies from the Nevada State Apartment Association. They've got 12% of people who are in arrears. And that's a problem. They can't absorb that for the next 3 months. So what's going to happen? It's going to happen when the mom and pop just let their fourplexes go into foreclosure and people get kicked out and there are fewer rental units available. So there are a lot of ripples that we have not seen yet. I think we'll see in the next 6 months. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, but this is just the way I see it.
Now for a lot of these retailers, do they come under the eviction moratorium thing?
They don't. And some of the people are working with their landlords because obviously landlords don't want strip malls that are totally empty. Other people aren't necessarily having that success with their landlords. So I certainly don't know everybody's circumstance, but I just see a lot of stores that are just barely hanging on. Ones that obviously haven't survived this and then ones that are barely hanging on and bars and restaurants and things like that. And they can't do this another 6 months. They absolutely can't. How many will survive? I just don't know.
Yeah.
Many of them do well with takeout. A lot of them are doing well with the takeout business. But ultimately, that's no fun. Taking home food in a styrofoam box when you used to go out to a nice dinner, it's not quite the same.
Well, no, it's not. And when we talk about retailers, they've got a lot of the big major retailers have online to fall back on. Restaurants that operate on 1 or 2 or 3% profit margin, they can't. They won't.
Right.
They will not survive.
Yeah, they will not. And you still see people on Twitter and things like that who are saying, oh, yeah, shut down the hotels. And I understand because hotels are not essential. Casinos are not essential. So why are they open? That's what some people say. I'm not advocating we shut them. But, I mean, there are people who are saying, why are they even open? But I think Sisolak's scared to death to shut the casinos down anymore. He might wind up in the desert.
Yeah, yeah, in a shallow grave. It is always good to talk to you. Jim Dallas needs to visit with you, so I'm going to put you on hold. But thank you so much. It's always good, and I'll join you tomorrow at 11:35.
Always look forward to it, my friend.
We'll have some fun. You have a good night. And that's Heidi Harris. You hear her mid-mornings, 9 till noon, right here. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. According to a Pew Research Center report, among U.S. adults 50 and older, the divorce rate has doubled since the 1990s. So how does that affect retirement planning? For some answers, we turn to America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta.
Well, Steve, just look at what you have and divide it by two. That's how it affects it. Look at the house you have, cut it in half. There was a story on the internet the other day about a guy who got a divorce settlement. The judge made him give half, so he actually got a chainsaw out and cut everything in half. Well, now he ruined everything, right? So now they have nothing left. But just think about the account balances you have now and think if you could live on half of that. And unfortunately, divorces are rising. It's happening. Howie Carr, who's a famous talk show host on the East Coast, featured my new guide the other day on his show. It's called Women and Money, Beginning Your Journey Towards Financial Wellness. Folks, there's a lot of women out there who are getting divorced. This is for you. I guess guys could do this too, Steve, but a lot of women are not quite as educated as the male in the household because traditionally the male has taken the leadership role. So now if you get divorced and don't have the person you've been depending on for money, this guide is invaluable to make sure you're on the right path. But Steve, any divorce is troublesome, and if you are in that situation, folks, let's make sure you get a proper plan put together based on your new stage of life. And it doesn't have to be as bad as you think it is. It's more important to be informed. So the next 10 people call, you'll get this guidebook that Howie Carr talked about. You'll also get my book, The 7 Baby Steps to Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income, so vitally important as we approach retirement. And we'll put together your own retirement plan for you as well.
Well, that sounds fantastic, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or better yet, just text the word VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
This holiday season, foster hope by giving the gift of a loving home to foster kids. Clark County's Department of Family Services is looking for caregivers to open their homes and hearts to foster youth. From teenagers to toddlers, there are approximately 3,000 children in Clark County foster care system in need of a home. Take the first step and learn more at calmein.vegas to sign up for a non-obligational virtual information session or call 702-455-0181. That's calmein.vegas.
This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline has come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, or maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I get so geeked. No, I really do. I get geeked when we get to Christmas time and we get the Christmas music out. I just love that. And when I talked to gentleman Jim Dallas the other day, I said, hey, we got to have the Christmas music. Let's roll it. Let's roll it out and roll it out now. Mike Pence was in Georgia earlier today. And I got to tell you, he's impressive on the stump. I mean, when we look at who's going to be running in 2024, regardless of what happens here in, you know, here in this year, I mean, I don't know if the president will run again. He can do it if he wants. You know, he'll be 78, and I don't know whether he'll want to do that. He might just want to, you know, finish out on the golf course, so to speak. But I want you to hear the vice president today. Maybe he's auditioning for president in 4 years. I don't know. But he talked about what's at stake in Georgia on January 5th. Here it is.
Now, you all know what the stakes are here in Georgia. And Chuck Schumer said it the other day. Couldn't be clearer. He said, now we take Georgia, then we change America. Well, let's send a message to Chuck Schumer and those Washington Democrats. We're going to keep Georgia. We're going to save the Senate. Then we're going to save America. You know, I saw Joe Biden was in Atlanta just the other day. He said that we didn't need to send Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue back to Washington. Because he said we don't need two senators that are, quote, just going to get in the way. Well, Georgia, that's exactly what we need in the United States Senate. We need David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler to get in the way of higher taxes. We need David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler to get in the way of open borders, socialized medicine, a Green New Deal, or packing the courts. Are you with me? We need two Georgia senators who will get in the way of the radical agenda of the Democratic Party and fight for Georgia every day. That's why we need Georgia to say no to Ossoff and Warnock and yes to David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler on January 5th.
Oh, God, I absolutely love that. And Mike Pence, by the way, I think Mike Pence has been one of the best vice presidents, maybe in our nation's history. Think of all the stuff he's taken on. It's not just, you know, funerals of foreign dignitaries, you know, where they dispatch him to Serbia or someplace like that for a foreign funeral. I mean, he's been at the head of the coronavirus task force, and in a case like this, you know, where you've got January 5th, you got the president doing stuff at home. He's been down there. I guess he's been down there once. I'm guessing over the holidays that he will come up from Mar-a-Lago and be a part of whatever is going to be going on during the holidays. But Mike Pence has been really, really good. Mike Pence has been solid. And coming up a little bit later on, in fact, after the break, I'll let you hear Mike Pence again on supporting both David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. He's been spot on, but I tell you what, where he has shown bright is all about the coronavirus. I mean, this is a thing that you know, nobody would wish on their worst enemy. Having to deal with this day in, day out, deal with the surly governors, you know, the Democrat governors. He's been he's been really, really good. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, I'm going to let you hear from a guy that we don't hear from on this show very often, mainly because he's on at an hour that I simply won't get up and watch. They're unwatchable.